Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Mindy Tartfest's book is entitled Dying to Meet Them, One Woman's Incredible Journey from NDE to UAP. Fascinating book. As we face the void, what happens? Of course, we have stories in the UFO field and elsewhere of encounters with other beings. And they give you all sorts of stories about where they're from. So are they making it up, the experiencers, or are we all, those of us who have had this experience, and I haven't, we are all meeting the same force or source, but we're getting different impressions?
Well, I think we're probably seeing a lot of different things happening concurrently. I think there's a very good chance some of these entities are coming from off-world. I think there's a good chance that some of these entities are coming from within our own world. And I think that some are coming from other dimensions, much like the one that I met while I was over in the void. I think that whenever you look at practices such as CE5 or what some people call HICE, which is human initiated contact encounters, people are connecting via their consciousness. They're sending out thought forms to connect with these entities, and they're getting responses. And if you speak with UFO abductees, they'll say that they get impressions before an abduction happens, or they'll get impressions to go outside and look up, and something will be there. We know that there is some kind of consciousness connection with these UFO encounters, more times than not. For us to be able to contact them over in a different realm, such as the void, makes perfect sense if that's how they are contacting us here on this earth.
You mentioned meditation. Of course, we have being flatlined for whatever reason. What about some kind of substances that people take to see an expanded or other reality?
Yeah. Do you think of things such as ayahuasca or mushrooms people will take in order to have kind of like a shamanistic journey? We know that that's been going on for thousands of years. Some of these remote tribes where they go on vision quests, and their shamans will use these things to connect with entities and bring back all of this knowledge. Again, it's a different type of contact modality that people are using. I've never used any of that kind of stuff to connect. I've ended up just having that naturally. That's one form that I'm not going to put down. I know that through talking to several people that they've had incredible encounters where it's been life-altering for them just as much as my near-death experience was for me. I don't shoot that down at all.
Well, of course, I grew up in the 60s. So I smoked and inhaled, and I also took little tabs of things.
So did you encounter anything like this?
Strangely enough, my first wife did. She took something that didn't do much to the rest of us amongst our group. But she was totally in another reality for maybe half a day or so. And it made an ongoing impression on her that changed her considerably. I would also say, I don't know if this is the reason, our marriage didn't survive more than a couple of years after that. Nothing wrong with us in any other way. She's still a friend. It's just that we weren't married anymore.
Yeah. That's incredible that she changed so much just from using something other. Did she encounter some kind of being?
I think an extended reality from the way she described it. She was laughing, giggling. She seemed completely overwhelmed by it. I didn't get the impression that she spoke to any specific being. It was just being part of this extended reality.
Right. Well, again, it's just another way that people can reach other realms. One of the things that Ken Ring had discovered during the Omega Project was the ability to dissociate due to some kind of trauma. It wasn't just dissociating, it was dissociating to the exclusion of everything in your environment. So you basically shut out everything here in order to put your consciousness somewhere else. He believes that's what the difference is, and because people die every day and they're brought back. Now with the advances in medical science, you know, we're constantly reviving people and bringing them back. But not everybody has a near-death experience. And he wanted to know why. So in the general population, maybe 5% of people, which is a large amount of people, have actually had a near-death experience. But why are some people having it and some people aren't? And he believed that it was due to this ability gained during childhood to be able to enter into other realms with your mind and with your consciousness. And that's what has enabled people to end up crossing over and then coming back with that full memory. Whereas some people may have died and come back, they may not have any memory of it.
Now, this loosely reminds me of a movie from the early 80s about a writer who sees a photo of a woman from the late 19th century and becomes obsessed with her. And through meditation, he finds himself returned to the past. But something interrupts the process. He looks at his hand and sees this modern watch from the 1980s, and suddenly he's thrust back. The movie is Somewhere in Time, and this was Christopher Reeve was the star.
I remember that movie. My mom actually really loved that movie, so I actually watched it as a child.
And he played here a character totally, totally opposite of Superman.
Right.
The woman he was obsessed with was played by Jane Seymour.
Yeah. I didn't realize that it was due to meditation that he went back. I'll need to go back and watch that again. That's really interesting, Gene.
Well, I think in his case it was more like hypnosis.
It was self-hypnosis.
Okay. That is kind of a meditation.
Well, he had a penny from that time period that he was trying to get back to, and he held it in his hand while he meditated.
Ah.
It's a sad movie, just be warned. Or bittersweet, maybe. Maybe a better description. But it can make you cry if you tend to cry at movies.
If you're tender-hearted.
That's right.
One of the reviews said, Christopher Reeve is the star of the film, but personally, I found Jane Seymour and Christopher Plummer, who was also in it, of course, far more entertaining. I thought of him as kind of withdrawn, Christopher Reeve. Again, I suspect here that he very much deliberately did this film to get away from the Superman typecasting.
Ah. Yeah, it was completely different, so he did a good job with it.
Tim?
I was waiting to see if you were going to carry that forward more. You know, when you were talking about the Monroe Institute and the type of modern techniques that are being used now, and then you were talking about ayahuasca, it also made me think of Terrence McKenna and his experiences with DMT. And the encounters that he had on the other side with what, you know, he referred to as the machine elves, but they seemed to play the same kind of role that all of these different figures in their death experiences seemed to play. And it is almost like everybody's experience is very individualized. However, there are common elements that can be, you know, as you said, can be categorized, you know, almost. So, I mean, it seems like that we're really on the cusp right now of having a much better understanding of what goes on, not only in the conscious mind, but the unconscious, and then what happens after the body shuts down. So, I mean, do you see that, you know, within a reasonable amount of time, hopefully while we're still alive, that we're going to go to a break.
We're going to be back in a moment with Mindy, Tim, and Jean. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Seven million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
You see, he has the power. You like
the power.
It's like the guy who says in the movie, "I am your father." And the person he says that to looks and says, "Ah!" I can't say it the way they did. Actually, the voice I just did there is the way Howard Dean made a crazy sound during the 2004 presidential election. He, of course, was a candidate for president on the Democratic side. He won a primary, gave the speech where he gave this cry, and everyone thought he was nuts, and that was the end of his career.
Well, the point that I was going to, Gene, before the break so rudely interrupted me.
That's my way, folks, to be rude about interrupting.
It is. So, Mindy, I mean, do you think that within our lifetime that we will have a much better understanding of what is going on, you know, with our mind, you know, with what goes on afterwards?
I am very hopeful. I think with all of the people coming out now and really taking a closer look at these common threads between these different kinds of phenomena, that we're starting to open up that discussion and we're bringing in brilliant minds. I mean, these PhDs and all kinds of great people that are now taking a serious look at why these things are happening to the same people. So with like UFO encounters with specifically abductees, they found 55% of them have had a near-death experience. So it almost seems like having one type of encounter opens up people to other types following that. Why are we seeing such a huge population? So like I said before, there 5% of the general population has had a near-death experience. 55% has happened within the abductee group. Why are we seeing this? And there's some kind of commonality that has opened them up to now having ET type encounters following a near-death experience. And along with that, like we discussed before with the hitchhiker, you know, now we're seeing spirit orbs and we're having disembodied voices and shadows. And so we're seeing it from all different sides that's happening to the same people.
Both Raymond Fowler, the investigator and writer, and Whitley Strieber have pretty much come to the conclusion, at least they feel, that the beings that have been seen associated with a lot of UFO phenomena could be us. Could be that we as humans are a larval form, and that these beings, which seem to operate outside of time-space as space-time as we think about it, play a big role in instructing us in various aspects of our life, one of them being near-death experiences, the other one being either close encounters with UFOs or abduction experiences, and at times they have told witnesses, "We are you, you are us." So I just always thought that that was kind of a fascinating idea, that we're not fully grown, so to speak, that we're a larval form of life, and that our next level is more along the lines of a spiritual life, for want of a better word.
Well, it's an interesting concept, and it's one that I wouldn't fully disagree with. I couldn't tell you exactly. My impression was that it was some kind of interdimensional, but is it interdimensional in the sense that it is us in the future or in some other form, some other state? That's an absolute possibility. I didn't have anything on the other side that would contradict their conclusions. So I would keep that definitely on the table as a possible contender of what we're encountering.
Well, and you said also that a large percentage of people who have near-death experiences then have trouble with their personal lives because they've changed so much, oftentimes leading to divorce and estrangement from their original family. But we see the same thing as well with people who have had UFO experiences. I know that I talked to a guy that, and really, I mean, it wasn't that, I mean, it wasn't an abduction experience. It was a close encounter with the craft, but then other things started happening. It was like the hitchhiker effect, but he became interested in high-level mathematics and music, things that he had never been interested in before. I mean, this was like, you know, the motorcycle riding, beer drinking type of guy, and here he is suddenly, I mean, he became a whiz at mathematics and figuring out, you know, cosmology. And it was just the change was so drastic. And he lost it all. He lost his family, his friends, his house, everything. But he just kind of shrugged his shoulders and was like, that's the way things go.
Yeah, you've got to live your truth. I mean, when you've had some kind of encounter like this, no one can tell you that you haven't, because you know what you have experienced. And so you have to live your truth. I think people that aren't able to, they suffer. For me, keeping quiet for 2 years, I had to go through therapy for PTSD and just trying to work through all of the mess with the physical and the spiritual and the mental, and I was hiding my truth, and once I finally revealed it and was able to embrace what I knew had happened, then everything changed. We were talking earlier about that trip to Roswell. That's where I met Kathleen Martin, and then found out that she had started the experiencer team for MUFON. And that was just so happened to be at the time when I was like, I want to give back. I want to get involved. And so I had looked at a couple of different foundations. But then when I came across MUFON and found out that I could actually investigate UFO encounters, boy, I jumped at that. And like I said, I went in both feet, and I have not stopped since. Within a year, I was state director here in Oklahoma, and then here this last year, I started working on MUFON University. So I'm now head of training worldwide for MUFON for all field investigators. I mean, I have jumped in with everything that I have, and I feel like I'm finally living in my purpose.
One of the criticisms I had about MUFON over the years, and you can address it because of what kind of work you do, is that they focus very much on the sighting of a UFO as an external event, not on something that could alter your entire life, that brings about the side effects after the encounter. And I questioned some MUFON directors about that, and they said, well, if someone includes that information, that's fine, but it wasn't part of the report. So Mindy Tarfest, in our next segment, tell me, how does MUFON address that now? We have Mindy, we have Gene, we have Tim. Means you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News
update. In the headlines this Sunday morning, three U.S. Marines have been killed in Australia, correspondent Jim Forbes.
Police say five Marines have been transported to Darwin so far, and efforts are underway to remove all the injured.
In Jacksonville, Florida, three people killed in a racially motivated shooting, USA's Jerry Barmash reports.
Jacksonville County Sheriff T.K. Waters said the shooter, a white man, sent a manifesto to law enforcement, media, and his parents that detailed racial hatred before shooting and killing three black people at the store.
Plainly put, this shooting was racially motivated, and he hated black people.
I'm Jerry Barmash.
And Bob Barker, the longtime host of The Price is Right on CBS, has died at the age of 99.
Actual retail price is $200. Irene, you are the winner.
This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
Speaking from an alternate reality, Tim Swartz. So, Mindy, you get the essence of my question here. What's the response now? How does MUFON handle all those variables now?
Well, it's kind of a complex thing, but it shouldn't be. MUFON only investigates UFOs. We do not investigate Bigfoot. We don't investigate spirit encounters, you know, anything like that. It's only UFOs and UFO-associated entities. We have such a vast array of volunteers. I mean, we're an all-volunteer organization. But those at the top choose to want to focus only on more of the nuts and bolts UFO side of things. And so that's what we do. We focus on the nuts and bolts side of things. But on the other side of that, so for most UFO encounters, most of them that we get are a light in the sky category one type of encounter where these aren't repeat experiencers. This is a family driving down the road, you know, at midnight, and they happen to see a light that crosses over their car. So most of that's going to be more of the nuts and bolts. They're not going to have the profound changes in them afterwards. Some may, but for the most part, they've just seen something and they're reporting it. And that's going to be handled by our regular field investigators.
The question I have, Mindy, sorry to interrupt, is does MUFON make an effort to determine whether that family or that individual has anything else going on? Is that part of the practice, or that only comes up if they mention something?
Yes. So that's what I was going to say. If during speaking to someone that has reported an encounter that we see that there is more going on, then we will typically refer them to the experiencer resource team. And on that side of things, we do look into some of the more strange stuff. One of the things that we do ask people is if they've had a near-death experience, you know, if they've seen orbs, if they've had these kind of other things that are going on. So now we have almost two sides to move on, where, you know, more of the nuts and bolts things are handled by the typical field investigators. And if there's something more going on, then the experiencer resource team then steps in and works with those types of individuals who have a plethora of things happening with them. So we found a way to really address both sides of the issue.
Yes, but the question I had here is, if the initial investigation doesn't specifically ask for the witness to talk about anything else, how would they get the information unless it's volunteered?
Right. Well, I mean, that's the truth of it. I mean, they would have to volunteer that kind of information. But we contact every witness with every report that comes in. We speak to everybody. And so if during the course of that investigation and that conversation with that witness, something else comes up, then we are able to refer them over to the experiencer resource team. But, I mean, we can't drag that information out of someone. They have to be willing to step up and actually offer up that information.
I would think a lot of people would not want to reveal anything like that because outsiders may consider themselves crazy. Maybe, this is what I've suggested, a few questions are asked in the course of routine investigations that might trigger the potential of something else going on. Otherwise, people who are reluctant to talk about it will never speak up.
Right. And, you know, like I said, the only thing that we can do is walk through the investigation and let them know that we believe them and that we're here for them. And if they have had some kind of ongoing encounter, then, like I said, it'll go over to the ERT, and then they will be able to help those people unpack. And once it's over in the ERT realm, then you hit a different level of secrecy, or privacy, I should say, where now it's in the confidential realm. Within just a UFO report, we can offer anonymity, but not necessarily confidentiality. Once it's turned over to the ERT, then it becomes confidential. None of that's going to be released beyond what the investigator and what the experiencer speak about.
I know some people who have had very high strangeness in going on with say, like a UFO sighting, really have no idea that that would even be considered part of their sighting. And therefore, like you said, unless they would just happen to volunteer it, oh yeah, by the way, you know, I opened my closet and Bigfoot was in there shortly after my UFO encounter. Most people aren't going to volunteer that information, like Gene said, because they think, okay, they're already going to think that I'm crazy enough because I'm reporting a UFO. I'm not going to go and say that there was Bigfoot in my closet now as well.
Yeah. Well, and I think that it depends on the investigator that each experiencer ends up with. Some investigators are very nuts and bolts. Like I said, we're a collection of volunteers with all kinds of different backgrounds. So if I end up calling someone, I'm going to be much more open to discussing that kind of thing, whereas someone who might have a military and law enforcement background might be more closed-minded to it. And, you know, there's really no way to control that. Again, we're all volunteers and we're all coming from different standpoints. And I'm really glad that we are, because I have learned from people that have totally different views than me, and they've learned some from me, hopefully. And we can bounce ideas off of each other and really kind of keep things in check whenever we're looking into some of the stranger aspects of some of these encounters.
What do you think about the theories that UFOs, Bigfoot, all these other strange things are related, an all-encompassing theory?
You know, that I don't even know how to speak to that. Bigfoot seems like a whole different thing to me. But I mean, as far as MUFON, MUFON doesn't have any stance on that. Mindy Totfest, you know, I believe Bigfoot encounters happen. I'm not quite sure that it has anything to do with UFOs. But I've heard some good people speak on, you know, things that you would think that they were something that was tied together. I definitely see the string between the near-death experiences and UFOs, and I'm sure some people would say, I don't see that, you know, happening. I've never looked too much into Bigfoot to be able to say one way or another.
Well, not just Bigfoot, and Stan Gordon, whom we're going to have back on as a guest in October, has a lot of excellent interviews and stories from especially Pennsylvania about this strange correlation, at least sometimes, with UFOs and Bigfoot sightings. Seems like a lot of times when there's a big flap of UFOs in the area that Bigfoot is sure to follow.
Well, and you know, I'm sitting here thinking, over in southeastern Oklahoma, I had a big case through MUFON. It was called the Miracle Mountain Schoolyard Encounter, and it happened back in the mid-70s. And there was a group of school kids out there at a boarding school who saw a UFO that approached them over the course of a couple hours, and they end up having an encounter that went on throughout the night. And in researching more about that area, throughout the 60s and 70s, we continuously see reports of UFOs and Bigfoot. In fact, there was one newspaper article that said, you know, UFO is looking for beast over in Tallahena. And so they were associating it with each other back then. And it still is something that goes on today. I've recently, within the last couple of years, had a report from over there where people were out looking for Bigfoot, and they ended up encountering a big glowing orange orb.
Hey, let's do our break here. We've got one more segment on our main show with Mindy, Jean, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience, so I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I should let listeners know that if you are a subscriber to the Paracast Plus at theparacast.plus, Mindy will hang with us a little bit longer on the show to talk about things we can't get through right now. Obviously, the UFO field is very, very involved. There are different approaches. We understand in terms of MUFON, they're looking more towards the nuts and bolts. But personally, Mindy, doesn't pure nuts and bolts work against the things you've experienced?
Well, I have to honor what MUFON stands for. I count myself lucky to be an investigator with MUFON. And so if that's the way that MUFON wants to investigate, then that's the way I'll investigate for MUFON. But that doesn't count out the fact that I have my own views and I have my own thoughts on things. Speaking with experiencers, I'm still processing some of the things and commonalities that I'm seeing in things. And I'm not going to shut someone down if they want to speak of that kind of stuff. And I think that you'll find that with a lot of the investigators with MUFON, where most of us are experiencers too. We have a place in our heart for these people that are encountering some of these really strange things. We're here to listen to them. You know, if that makes it into the report, then maybe it doesn't. You know, maybe we're just writing down the nuts and bolts side of things. But there's still a human element to this.
What would you say to somebody who's had a near-death experience and is now seeking answers, something? What would you tell them, you know, like how do they approach this? What should or what could they, you know, do to get a better grasp on what's happened to them?
For me, the best thing I did was to find community within IONS. Shortly after I joined up and started attending there, and IONS is the International Association for Near-Death Studies, and I'm not affiliated with them at all, but I will sing their praise all day long because what they provide is so important for people that have encountered things like I have, where we can go and we can speak freely about these things without judgment and find community with others who have had similar encounters. I think that that's foremost, is getting out there and speaking with others that understand and will help you process and walk through as you try to incorporate everything that happened with you into your life going forward, because it completely changes everything. Once you know that life continues, once you know that we are not at our prime right now, that we are pure consciousness on the other side and everything is so much clearer over there, how do you reincorporate into this world? How do you do it? And there's others that have been through that that can help you through that process. I think that's foremost for any kind of experiencer, whether it be UFO encounters with people connecting with others through MUFON or through IONS with near-death experiencers. We have to find community.
Well, it's a pretty messy world out there. So if there is something better, I think we'd all appreciate knowing it. You've told us so much during this segment, Mindy, about how your life has been affected by this. And going through this illness, dealing with these moronic doctors who wouldn't recognize what was wrong with you, all that. Your husband was a minister. He is not now a minister. What brought about his change?
Well, just speaking with me, and it's not that he's lost his faith. In fact, he was just recently talking about maybe going back into the ministry, but it would look very different. I think that we would be a totally different denomination now. We still have a huge love of God. We know that God exists more than ever before. Before I had this vision of, you know, a man in the sky, and he's not. He's this incredible force that surrounds us and makes me want to just worship him even more. So now that it's not a matter of faith for me, I know that there's a God on the other side waiting for me. For my husband, he sees it in my voice. He sees it in my eyes. He sees it in my reaction and the way I live my life now. Why wouldn't he go back into the ministry and share this message of a God that loves us all, wants our best in life?
Here's the devil's advocate view, to forgive the pun. If he loves us, why does he allow hundreds of thousands of people to die in Ukraine? Millions of people to die of COVID?
Right. That's the million-dollar question. Why are we here? I think that it's all something that we have chosen to be here and to experience, and that's part of it. Death is part of life, and that's something that we all have to accept sooner or later.
But in such a painful fashion. How about your kids? You have two teenagers there at home. Are apt to live in different planets than their parents. So you're in a paranormal universe. What about your kids?
My son, not so much. He could really care less. He's 16. He's learning how to drive and everything. He's more in his studies. My daughter, absolutely. She's an experiencer herself, and she's actually got into a little bit of Wicca and stuff, which I don't think that we would have ever allowed, but she's really kind of researching all different types of religions and she's, you know, seeing what works well with her spirit. And so we're trying to guide her through that. But they both, I asked them before I released the book if it was okay, because I'm sharing a lot of our lives with the public, and they were both behind me 100%, just like my husband was, and they're so proud of me for putting it out there. Their friends are reading through the book right now, and they're texting them, and, oh, tell me more about what happened here, and, you know, so it's very cool to see them and their friends really supporting everything I'm doing.
It's funny here about encountering other people who know what you're interested in. So this woman over at Walmart, somebody who works there as a cashier, starts telling me about this experience nearby, about seeing a strange entity. And I'll broadcast when I go there that I host a paranormal radio show, or I'm a UFO or paranormal nut, or whatever you wish to call me. It's just these people seem to hear, get the impression. That is weird.
Uh-huh. Well, I think that they can sense your spirit, Gene.
Well, at least somebody does.
Yeah. We know when we're safe to speak with people, and people probably sense that in you right away.
Well, I'm sure they sense something in me. I kind of think, though, if they sense something in me, it makes them want to run in the other direction as fast as they can.
No.
That's all right. I'm only weird in my own mind. We're going to have Mindy back with the After the Paracast podcast for more stuff. But for the main episode of the show, for those who want to know more about what you do, take a few moments to tell us, Mindy Dortfest, about where we can find you and not with a spaceship.
All right. They can reach me on mindytautfessa.com. That's MindyTautFest.com. And I have a link there to my book and a little bit of information about my MUFON work and some of the stuff with the NDE, and then also within the Hayden Hughes files with the International UFO Bureau, which I'm excited to speak with you further about, Gene.
Hayden Hughes. That brings back memories. In fact,
yes.
Tim's going to tell me a story here about something, a listing of like state affiliates of this organization that Hayden Hughes ran in the 1960s. From 1966, a list of the people, and my name and address was included.
Uh-huh.
That is weird. That brings back memories you don't want to know about. And I assume the book's available at Amazon, all the usual offenders, right?
Yes.
Okay, you can find us on Twitter. Listen, there are many here. Excuse me, X. You can find me on X, isn't that? I can't even get into that, calling Twitter X. Or Threads. Or Facebook. If you look for the PowerCast, we're the same on all three. We're not inventive enough to come out with different names and confuse people any more than we're doing it now. You can also get branded merchandise for PowerCast listeners with four different logos to choose from. Go to theparacast.shop or theparacast.store. And we are offering the PowerCast Plus streaming service, where we give you this show free of the network ads. They're all taken out. Better quality audio, higher bit rate, and we give you the exclusive After the PowerCast podcast, where Mindy will be back because we can't stop asking her questions. So you can learn more at theparacast.plus. If you use the coupon code UFO20, UFO20, you'll get a 20% discount on lifetime or five-year memberships of theparacast.plus, theparacast.plus. Mindy Tautfest, great meeting you. Thanks for joining us on The PowerCast.
Thanks, Gene.
The PowerCast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.